David Hecker. David Hecker is with us. David, can you hear us?
Yes, I can, Tony. Thanks for having me on.
I couldn't hear you for a second there. Okay. Wanted to get your take. Big news from the Governor Rick Snyder. He had a big press conference yesterday talking about what he is going to do, what his plan is to help the worst schools in the state of Michigan, focusing right now on Detroit by implementing a new statewide district. What did you think with what you heard?
Well, Tony, first, you know, there's a lot of details that I guess need to be worked out that we don't, you know, devil's in the details. We're certainly concerned that up until this point, we were not involved and much of the community was not involved in developing the plan that was put forth yesterday. We want a great education for every child in Michigan, every child in Detroit. What we want to know is for what they want to do, extra assistance the school's not doing, as well as they need to be. Why do we need to set up this structure? What do we need to do? We know what we need to do that can't be done under the existing DPS or under the existing other school systems in the state, and also under the existing collective bargaining agreements that exist. So there, you know, there's a lot more discussion that needs to be had.
Well, it could be said that in implementing ways to help this school district and these kids has included all the entities you just mentioned in the past, and it didn't work. What would be your take on that?
Well, I'm not sure what entities in the past. The problems that face some of our public schools, be they in Detroit or be they elsewhere, there are many, many factors that lead to it. There are factors with concerning public schools. There are factors concerning society and community, and the lack of jobs for people, the lack of good neighborhoods for some people to live in, all have an impact. The lack of proper funding for education, all has an impact. The lack of respect for teachers and staff in public education and making them the scapegoats. You know, what we want is what's good for students and fair to teachers and staff. And, you know, we'll work with anyone, and we'll certainly work as we with Roy Roberts. We'll work with EMU. That's a partner here. We represent 600 people on that campus, so we have a relationship with the leadership there. They have a good president, President Martin. So we'll work to make whatever we need to happen, because the bottom line are the kids. But we have a lot of questions out there.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. We're talking with American Federation of Teachers Michigan President David Hecker. David, from the outside looking in, why has Detroit schools failed for so long? Before you answer that, can you ever remember when they were successful as an entity?
Well, the Detroit Public Schools used to be the crown jewel of urban education. Detroit Public Schools right now does many, many great things, has many, many issues to address. It used to be a well-regarded school district throughout the school district, not just in certain schools. And, you know, again, there are a number of factors that have led to it. And one factor without a doubt is the decimation of the economy in Michigan by the decline of the auto industry, unemployment rates, the lack of strong neighborhoods and communities in certain places because of economics. Racism has absolutely played a major role in how some people treat and talk about Detroit schools. You know, there are great teachers, there are great staff. You know, there have been great administrators at certain times throughout. Parents are committed to their kids, but there's a whole number of factors. You know, Detroit isn't the only school district with some issues, and certainly isn't the only urban school district with some issues. And, you know, funding is not there at all, and funding is not sufficient, but it's certainly necessary. And we have a state that chose to give corporations an 86% tax cut rather than fund education for our children.
How much do you think funding is a part of the success for a student, for a classroom, for a school?
Again, let me stress, because we're often accused of saying it's just money, and it's not just money.
I didn't say that. I said how much of a part of it is.
No, I understand. I think it's a significant piece. You know, things cost, right? Small class size, all the research says small class size adds a great deal to the ability of any child to learn. And, you know, common sense tells you that. Well, small class size costs. You want to attract and retain the very best in the classroom. When people with the degrees teachers have could make more money in the private sector, well, you know, if you want to retain people, that costs. If you want to have an infrastructure so that every child has a school that is well built, that's not falling apart, that has up-to-date technology, that costs.
I know that you want to assess what you saw and what you heard more,
right.
But what initially, what else did you like and didn't you like about what you heard?
Well, one thing we appreciate that Roy Roberts told us in a conversation he had with myself and local our local union leaders at DPS was that in this new district that the collective bargaining agreements will carry over into this new district, of course, you know, they'll be as they expire and they'll be bargained again when they expire, but that they carry over. So we appreciate his recognition of the importance of working with organized labor, at least from this point forward. He is not on this up until this point. So we appreciate that. We were excited about the talk. We need to see the money of extra resources coming in to target it at those schools that we would all say are not doing nearly as well as they need to do. So those things are exciting. EMU has an excellent school of education. We're not sure exactly what their role is, but they could certainly play a very helpful and supportive role. So there are some things in here that are good. People who were on the stage yesterday, like Carol Goss of Skillman and others, are people certainly committed to education in Detroit. One thing I will say is that this isn't the first time a plan like this, a comprehensive reform plan, has been put forth. It's been put forth many, many times. We've sort of seen this movie before, but we absolutely have to make things work because we have to improve education so that every child has a great education.
How important is it, and this is my final question for you,
yep.
How important is it that this school district survives? How important is it to the state?
Oh, it's imperative. There's sort of a domino effect. If DPS is not a strong, viable school district, then the city of Detroit will not be a strong, viable city. And with Detroit is not a strong city, this state will never come back.
All right.
Everything is tied together.
All right. We appreciate your time so much, David. I know you're very busy. American Federation of Teachers Michigan President David Hecker. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Tony.